This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Takeaway culture reporter Melissa Locker says, as the ticket to a live event becomes the most valuable commodity in the music business these days, some innovators have begun to experiment with how to make different kinds of live events than just the standard big arena concert. The Red Bull Music Academy is a world-traveling series that takes place over several weeks. It's part showcase for musicians, established and up-and-coming, part workshop for those looking to collaborate and learn. Think TED Talks meets Woodstock meets a club like The Lash in downtown L.A. Melissa has a tantalizing preview of artists worth checking out, starting with the Prince of Soft Soul himself, Patrick Adams.
I just did a profile of him over at The Guardian, and he is absolutely fascinating. He was a huge, huge person in the disco community, and it's not like the typical cheesy disco that you're used to. This was kind of like underground disco. It's much grittier, much grimier, and it really influenced a lot of like club music today. And then when disco died, he reinvented himself and became one of the most important like hip-hop producers and is involved in some of like, the most important hip-hop albums of all time.
Alice Coltrane is featured also.
She was an incredible composer, a jazz musician, multi-instrumentalist. She basically invented her own genre of music, combining kind of the Detroit gospel music that she grew up with the Indian-influenced kind of music that she fell in love with later in life, combined them into these beautiful experimental cassettes that she put out. And she died a few years ago, and they're finally putting together this incredible tribute album that's coming out in, I think, in a couple of weeks. And before that, they're putting this concert where her son, Ravi Coltrane, and a whole bunch of other people are paying tribute to this woman who has kind of been lost in the shadows.
Well, way past anything I've heard of is GOM.
Honestly, your guess is as good as mine as to how that is pronounced. I've heard GOM, I've heard GQOM, but they're this South African beats music that is really wild, really frenzied, all over the place. Just super fun dance music that is straight out of the streets of South Africa.
There are high-profile artists who are presenting here, or is this really the introduction of a genre?
This is their first time in America ever performing their music here. And it's going to be a whole bunch of producers coming together and just explaining what this is to the world. And I believe this is one of the ones that you can stream online on Red Bull Radio.
The Guggenheim is going to be taken over by part of this festival, right?
Yeah. So the Guggenheim is being taken over by Solange, who, you know, Beyonce's sister, mm-hmm. Solange. And, you know, she had an incredible album last year. Well, it's like praise in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel those little lines. But this time she's not really performing music. She's actually doing an interdisciplinary performance piece, but it's definitely focused on dance and art. And I honestly have no idea what to expect, but I'm really excited to see.
Well, Solange I know, but Zola Jesus and Sacred Bones,
yeah.
Nope.
So Sacred Bones is a record label that has been in Brooklyn and in New York City for about 10 years, and they put out some of the most beautiful, but it's challenging, music. It's bands like, you know, Norwegian artist Jenny Hval, and so this show is going to be marking their 10-year anniversary, and it's just going to be a very crazy evening showcasing everything that Sacred Bones has been doing in the music industry.
And we'll give you a little preview with Zola Jesus's Dangerous Days. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. Thanks, Melissa.
Anytime. Thank you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. and our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.